It's 8:56 on a Tuesday morning, and it's time again for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. They have a site specifically for our gentle P1s, globelifep1.com. Thank you to Globe Life for hanging in there with us during this musical segment through the pandemic. And this week, since we're taking turns hosting, let me think. It is George, no, Gordon, nope. My turn.
Yay.
And this week, we're going to focus on lyrics. And specifically, the most used words in songs. Because for a long time, and I know you guys being band guys will probably disagree with me, and I do believe that writing a song is incredibly difficult to do. But for a long time, I've heard songs, and my thought is, that is such a give-up lyric. And they are just repeating the same word over and over. That probably took 2 minutes to write. So I found a site called Coding in Tune, and they went through this statistical study of the most used words in lyrics, broke it down by genre. And they found a couple different data sets which gave them a count for each word in a track. And so they went through rock, heavy metal, pop, rap, country, and they tried to find the most common words used.
Interesting.
So some of this may be easy to guess. First of all, they started off and they looked at the most used words in a rock song. And they were I, the, you, and a, it. So we don't want to count those, and that's kind of what they said. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of those kind of words in these songs. So they eliminated all of those because that was too predictable.
Can I wager a guess for rock?
Sure.
Night?
Night is on the list, but it's at the very end. It looks like it ranks about 20th.
Okay.
Gotta be Baby, right?
Or yeah, gotta be Baby.
Love.
Love's a good one.
Baby was gonna be my guess. Love is correct. Love is the most used song, most used word in a rock and roll song, in rock and roll lyrics. And of course, you've heard tons of songs. In fact, the Beatles wrote a lot with love crammed in there all over the place.
Sure. Give up because they used love?
Yes.
Over and over again?
I think that's give up.
I don't think it was love until they hit that second one, the higher pitched one.
All right, Jer, what about the other Beatles song that we have?
Is it this one?
Yes.
Easy to Rush.
Especially for its time.
That part's cool right there.
It's great. Short, and they use the same lyrics over and over and over. So that's another one.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the most common word was love, then oh. This is just in a rock song. Love, oh, down, got, never, feel, let, then yeah, and then baby. And then others, away, life, heart, need, gonna, thing, right.
Gonna is now just one word.
Right.
Okay.
Tell and night.
Yeah.
Personally, I've always thought that baby is the single biggest give up.
Yes.
When you are writing a song, because in real life, you rarely use the word baby, but in songs, rock and pop in particular, R&B, they use baby as filler.
What about when you're scared?
I think it was the so scared baby. I think it was a term that was used a lot more 30, 40 years ago, obviously, than it is now.
Yeah, it's still used
a
lot.
Baby.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of Ultraviolet, that great U2 song, but the lyrics go, baby, 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 light my way. I mean, isn't that just filler? You couldn't come up with anything else other than baby, baby, and baby a third time?
It fit somehow. It just fit.
Most used lyrics in pop music, very similar. Love is number one by a mile. Then oh, then la, then got, then baby, then feel, then let, then down, then never, yeah, away, need, heart, gonna. So very similar.
Yeah, pretty close.
To rock. Most used lyrics in rap music. What do you think number one in rap is? Oh, by the way, I want to give you another example of baby. I want to give you another example of an overuse of the word baby. Mm-hmm. This is Justin Bieber's hit from his early years called Baby. Isn't that a give up?
Yes.
That's total give up in writing a song.
He was feeling
it. Try to focus here.
And there is nobody that walks into a room, and even if they do have the nickname Baby for their wife or girlfriend, they don't say it that many times.
No.
Over and over again.
Why did Cher play a Dan McDowell drop there?
Misfire.
Most used lyric in rap. What do you think the most used word in rap is?
I don't want to
hit.
Guess.
That is not in the top 20.
Floor?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is 10th.
F?
There are several here that I cannot say. F is in the top 10.
Yeah. In the top 10?
Yes.
Sure.
The S word is in the top 10. And the N word is in the top 10.
I was hoping Gordon would guess that.
So we're not going to say any of those three, but those are all in the top 10. No, the number one most used word in rap lyrics.
Oh, wait. Some sort of something about currency.
No.
Something about currency.
Cash or something.
No, it's the word.
I got money.
It's the word got.
Okay.
Okay.
Got. You got, I got, she got, they got.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Second is the N-word. Then third is la.
What?
Fourth is cuz. Fifth is ya. Sixth is down.
Wait, how is ya spelled?
Y-A or ya.
Oh, ya.
Ya.
Yeah, yeah.
S-word is eighth. Man is ninth. Man. And then the F-word.
Oh.
And then love.
Oh, okay. That's 11th.
12th is bitch.
So wait, do 10, 11, and 12 for us.
I cannot do that. F word, love, bitch. Most used lyrics in heavy metal.
Okay. We got to get one of these.
It's going to be go. Love. It's going to be the same list. Yeah.
No?
Really?
The top three, number one is life.
Shout.
Number two is never. And number three is die.
Oh, gosh. How about devil?
Life, never, and die. Devil is not in the top 20.
Hmm.
The rest of it in heavy metal is down, feel, I, away, world, live, love, soul, night. Burn, pain, end.
Pain, yeah, you got to get that one in there.
Seed word.
Love is the most popular, not only in rock and in pop, but you find the word love the most often in R&B songs.
Mm-hmm. As
so,
it should be.
You have R&B songs very, very heavy on love, also very, very heavy on the word girl. You find the word girl.
Oh, yeah. How has that not made this list before now?
Girl is more often found in R&B songs like this one. I guess you
say what can make me this song always beat me.
You like anything anymore?
I do. I like lots of stuff.
I love this
song. And there's so much great R&B. Including from this time. I mean, there was such a heyday for R&B, but this song in particular, this song, and I heard it through the grapevine, just beat me into submission, and I don't know why. It's like I can recognize, okay, they're good tunes, and they're executed well, but something about them just throws my junk into the dirt.
And Jer, we're going to skip ahead to country music here, because I think on this station we talk more about country music lyrics. I know the Hardline does. They have fun with stereotypical country music lyrics. Well, I found a guy, Grady Smith, who did a study, modern country music and the most common lyrics. Now, the Hardline focuses on Luke Bryan a lot, and we have an example of a Luke Bryan song and some really cornball lyrics. Zach Brown called this the worst country song ever written. This is Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night, and just listen to some of these cornball lyrics.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah.
So we heard it all. Skirt, girl, beer, truck, everything.
Yeah, it's a Friday just, night yet, though.
A jacked-up truck.
Right. Yeah, Friday night was missing there, but he's got it in his other songs.
Okay, do guys who drive trucks talk about riding on 35s?
No.
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 Well, this guy who did this study found the most common lyrics in modern country music. So we're talking the last 10 to 20 years.
I'd say beer or
yeah,
drinking.
Beer and truck. Yeah.
Number one was yeah.
Home.
Number two, girl.
Okay.
Number three, baby.
Uh-huh.
Number four, love. And number five, little.
Huh. What?
Yeah, when you think about it, there's got a little bit of this, little yeah, bit of that. Yeah. Give me a little bit of this. I got.
Mm-hmm.
But he then fine tunes it. And he says that there is some reference to. In 60% of the country music songs, some reference to body parts, clothing, drinking, and cars.
Yeah.
And specifically body parts, it's maybe not what you would think, like a woman's legs. The most referenced body parts in country songs, hands, then fingers, then lips.
Hmm.
When it comes to clothing, the most reference, not blue jeans. Dress is more referenced
you in that dress yeah.
than blue jeans. And when it comes to drinks,
do women hate dresses now, by the way?
That's a good question,
because that is something that I think most guys don't you think most guys like dresses
love them
on women
yeah.
Yes,
but I don't know that women like wearing them. I don't know.
888-787-1310.
Let's hear from you, ladies.
When they reference drinks in country music
beer.
Lyrics
beer
No.
Bottle.
Nope. Number one.
Whiskey?
Whiskey.
Number one is the word drink. Number two is whiskey. And there's even more references to wine than beer.
That's crazy.
Isn't
That's
that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then even ahead of beer is a Cosmo.
And then all these 60% references to vehicle, they say car more than truck. I would not have guessed that.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
What about where Luke does the Bryan word alone. Subcompact rank in that list?
Or EV. So country
what about
music.
Partial zero emissions.
Country music does fall into stereotypes. They do talk about body parts and girls and clothing and drinks and cars, but it's not necessarily always legs, jeans, beer, and trucks.
That
Get
is a shocker.
Over here. Hand me another beer.
Yeah.
Such a hot garbage that is.
Whoa, sounds like a rivalry.
So no. There you have it. Most used words in lyrics by genre.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Shopped next.